Triple M's Fishing Best Bet. For Watson's Caravans and Hastings Marine, the outdoor specialists, Hastings River Drive, Port Macquarie.
Here he is, the great man Bluey Waters for the new home of Sea-Doo Watercraft, Hastings Marine. Good morning, Bluey.
Good morning, Strawny.
What a cracker sunrise we've got out there today again, Bluey.
Yeah, I got a bit of a step this morning, and I reckon it's going to be quite good today. The wind's going to drop off, and it looks like the fishing might be back to normal.
Yeah, hopefully, as I said. Now, I did notice a spike about 10 o'clock yesterday. What happened with the wind?
Yes, he did turn up in the Hastings, but I didn't get to see him. But we could feel the breeze all morning, couldn't we?
Yeah, well, I was about to just to tee off at about 10:30. And all of a sudden the wind came up and I thought, don't you wreck my game of golf, Al from Mulloway, you're rotten, so and so. Anyway.
And he did, didn't he?
He did. It did come up, I can tell you, Blue. Because I underclubbed a stack of shots yesterday. It was all over the place. I played shocking.
Oh.
I didn't trouble Soaker with his hole-in-one, I can tell you about that one. What about today? You've got your perfect tide, rising tide up till about 9:30. The wind isn't going to be as strong, and the swell hopefully dropping off a little. Where are we going?
Yeah, we're definitely out to the breakwaters this morning. We're going to cut up a bit of mullet, and we're going to just try for a nice quality brim.
Okay, on mullet. Rightio. And there'll be no reports of outside because no one's been out. It's too big. You've got a stack of clubs out there this weekend.
Yeah, they're all lining up to get out this weekend. Therefore, and in town here, the Port Macquarie Blue Water Fishing Club have got their Sunday comp on, 12 o'clock weighing in back to the marina, followed by a barbecue. Also, the Port Anglers are out this weekend. Their weighing's at 1 o'clock at the Port City Bowling Club on Sunday with a barbecue. Also, the Lake Cat Eye Amateur Fishing Club, 4 o'clock weigh-in at the rear of the clubhouse with a barbecue. Loudon United Services Fishing Club, they've also got a comp on, 2 o'clock weigh-in with a barbecue. Cooper Nook Hotel Fishing Club, they've got a comp on this weekend. 2 o'clock weigh-in back at the pub with a barbecue. North Haven Bowling Club Anglers, theirs is a 2 o'clock weigh-in underneath the clubhouse with a barbecue. Loudon Hotel Fishing Club, their weigh-in starts at 1 o'clock. The barbecue starts at 12 o'clock at the front of the hotel. And the Habit Amateur Fishing Club are hosting the Mid-North Coast Deep Sea Division Rock and Beach Competition. Their weigh-ins at 1 o'clock at the clubhouse, also with a barbecue.
All righty. Well, good luck to all those clubs heading out this weekend. They're breathing a sigh of relief now. Alan from Mulloway is not going out, which is fantastic. Ding, 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 Bluey. We've got the next round of the NRL kicking off tonight. Coverage from 7, the game just before 8. It is round 11. The Panthers hosting your mob, the Tigers, in the Battle of the Big Cats.
Yes, that's right. And Nathan Cleary's back for the halfback position for the Panthers, for the Tigers. They've sacked their winger for missing, for being late for training, so disciplinary reasons there. The Tigers get 3.5 starts at the foot of the mountain.
Well, I thought they sacked him for his haircut, Bluey. It's a shocker, an absolute disgrace, but anyway.
He was an hour late for training. They don't put up with that here now.
Yeah, good on you, the Tigers. Good on you, Ivan Cleary. Okie dokie. Tomorrow, the 6 o'clock game, you'll hear it live on Triple M, Eels and Warriors.
Yeah, for the Eels, no Kenny Edwards, he's out because he's had a few problems. For the Warriors, they've named Isaac Luke at hooker, but he's still under an injury crowd. No, Sean Johnson. The Warriors, the Eels get 2.5 start at ANZ Stadium.
2.5 at ANZ because they're still rebuilding Parramatta. Yeah. Okay, yeah. To two-headed stadium in the north, the Broncos are hosting my mob, the Chooks. Will the referee get the Broncos over the line again with a 50-50 call? I hope not.
Yeah, anyway, no Jack Bird for the Broncos. He's been sacked. For the Roosters, Victor Radley's back in the top 17, so it's a big plus for the Roosters. The Broncos get 2.5 start at home.
2.5 at home. Oh, God, give them strength. Okay, Saturday, the 3 o'clock game, the Titans and the Knights. And, gee, this is going to be a close game. What do you do here?
Yeah, that's right. No Bryce Cartwright for the Titans. They've decided to rest him. He's having a few problems at the moment with his tackling. For the Knights, no change to their team. They had a tough loss against their Penrith, and I thought they were very gallant in going down. 1.5 start for the Titans on the Gold Coast.
1.5 at home for the Titans. Okie dokie. 5:30 game, the Cows and the Inform Rabbits.
Yeah, what a game this would have been a couple of years ago. But look at that at the moment with the Cows out of form at the moment. But they're at home and there's no change to both teams. 1.5 start to the Cows.
1.5 to the Cows. Okay. The 7:30 game, the Storm now, who are going to have Cameron Smith all through State of Origin. Dope! Hosting the Sea Eagles.
Yeah, well, they've got no Cameron Smith for the next 2 weeks. He's been for this week because he's been suspended. But for the Seagulls, they get Trent Hodgson on the bench from the Sharks. So it'd be nice to see where he line up with their lineup. 6.5 start for the Seagulls down at Melbourne.
That's right. And Bluey, would they stop naming all the illegal tackles after roosters? I mean, he got done for the wishbone, and then there's the chicken wing. Could they stop naming them after the illegal tackles after roosters, please? Sunday, you never thought about that, have you? 2 o'clock game, Dragons and Raiders.
Yeah, no change to the Dragons. Unbelievable. I think they've been fielding the same team for the whole 11 rounds, so there's no injury clouds there. So for the Raiders, Blake Austin has been named, but he had a terrible injury on last game, so whether he'll line up, I don't know. 8.5 start, and this is at Mudgee.
This is at Mudgee. The Raiders get 8.5.
Yep.
And finishing off the Channel 9 game, you're going to hear it also live on Triple M with Maroon, the Sharks and the Dogs. This should be an absolute beauty.
Yeah, this is a sharp park. Both teams are last start winners. Paul Gallen's been named this week. 5.5 start of the Dogs.
5.5. Who let the dogs out, Bluey? That's what we want to know.
That's it.
All righty. There you go. Now, any news from Taylor Tab? Did you ring him and say, are you okay yesterday, given your news you put out publicly?
No, I didn't. I'll get in touch with him today and see how he is.
And can you ask him about these lures I'm seeing on the television that have batteries in them, Bluey? That glow in the dark or whatever they do. Are these just a fad of an infomercial or do they actually work?
I don't think they work. Some lures are produced for fishermen.
Yes, exactly. I know. Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about there, Blue. I tell you what I do love on the infomercials, because, you know, I'm in here like before 4 o'clock and I have the telly on in the background in case, something's breaking overseas.
Yep.
Have you seen the infomercial where they're flogging ladders, right? And they've got this ladder and actually they sit, I think, about a 1989 or a 1992 Pajero. Right? It's got the ladder in the middle of it. It's perfectly balanced. Have you seen that infomercial, Bluey?
No, I haven't.
Oh, outstanding with balancing the Pajero on a ladder. Anyway, Taylor Tab, we hope you're okay, champion. Better things are coming your way. All right. Thank you, Bluey. I'm just repeating, are you sending us out to the break walls?
Out to the break walls, take a bit of strip mullet with you and try for a nice quality brim.
Yeah, and have a look at that infomercial, Bluey. It's an absolute crack up. Thank you, great man.
Cheers.
Stone the crows. That's drawny.